Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody. So, Rishon Vayigash, the incredibly dramatic Aliyah, the Ramban begins by pointing out, Yadaber Na, Avdecha Davar, Beozne Adoni, Vayichar Abcha Beavdecha, Ki Chamocha Kefaro. What is this Davar? There really is an Arichos Davarim, but the Ramban says there's only one thing that's on Yehuda's mind, which is the Tzmura, as he refers to it, for Binyamin, that Yehuda, I love that language of the Ramban, is going to sacrificially offer himself as a karban. So, in the Arichos Dvarim, Vames is ambiguous. Who are we talking about? Rashi and Ramban think it's Binyamin. The Ibn Ezra and the Sfarno, we'll show that the Sfarno Lashitaso actually argue that the mace here, would be Yaakov Avinu. So the Sfarno says very beautifully, continuing what we spoke about on Erev Shabbos, that this is actually the Shitaso, that Yosef Hatzadik had said, Chalili Miaso Zos, meaning, Resha, that I'm not willing to be the instrument of Rishos. I mean, Yehuda, you're telling me that we didn't really do anything wrong here, but this is all, a penalty for what we did with our brother. So Yosef says, I'm not willing to be a Rasha. I'm only willing to follow the Ikar Hadin. And the Ikar Hadin is, right? So Yehuda's response, according to the Sforno, is, if you're so worried about innocent people and collateral damage, right? His father is going to die. Even if he did it, don't you understand what's going to happen to the man's, father, based on what happens here? So the Sforno, magnificently, again, this isn't the only Shita, and Rashi and Ramban disagree, right, that they're actually talking about Binyamin, lo yuchal ha-na'ar, because he's a na'ar, and he's, younger, and, somewhat more vulnerable, weaker, he doesn't have the right constitution for this, but the point is that the Sforno is saying that Yehuda picked up on the fact, chalila limea so, that Yosef wanted to take the moral high ground. So if you really want to take the moral high ground, you have to understand, right, the consequences of your actions are. And therefore, Yehuda gives an Arichos Dvarim to explain one thing. Don't you understand that this is going to have a disastrous, catastrophic, consequence for the father, Vinafsho, Kishura Vinafsho? He can't possibly withstand it's impossible for Yaakov to withstand this kind of a blow. Hence, Ve'azavis Aviv Vameis is a reference not to the Ben, but to the Av.